Hey guys, and welcome to Espacito, the Espagenesis podcast. My name's Tom, I am the DM for this game, and we left off as the groups were beginning their search of the R&D facility for Revesis. We are having great fun recording this, really enjoying playing, I am really enjoying writing this one, having a great time, so thank you for joining us so much. Please share the podcast around as usual. Tell people. Mention it on your Facebook, your Twitter, your Face Party, your MySpace, Bebo, Friends United, and your Friendster. And write about us on your live journal, your GeoCities page, and find us by searching Esposito on Lycos, Ask Jeeves, and Bing, if anyone actually uses Bing. That is about it, guys. I will leave you alone to get on with the show.
This is John just jumping in to say that I don't know if any of those things that Tom mentioned are real. That's crazy. Anyway, enjoy the show.
Last time on Esposito.
You are entering restricted space. Adjust course and turn back immediately. It's the same coordinates that you pulled from the sim as to the last location of the Shatter Tower. As you start to open it, the door opens about 4 inches... and it then locks in place as a secondary backup system kicks in. And you hear a voice from inside go, hello? Hello? Who's that? Who's out there? My name's Deputy Chief of Security, Paolo Murphy.
Can you get the lights on for us, Chief?
Just give me one sec. And he leaves for a second, and you hear some typing on a keyboard, and the corridor lights flicker on, and you see around you the illuminated corridor, and what you see is just around little different specks of blood all over the grates on the floor. That's about all I can do. The rest's up to you.
Thanks, Jay.
Call me Palmo.
No.
And he comes back to the door, and you hear a couple of beeps, and the door starts to shut again.
Okay, bye.
Good luck, I guess.
You too.
Before we go, could I take a look at the computers panel?
Yeah, sure.
I just want to work out, you know that failsafe? Was it a sort of a backup system like within the computer, or was it like a mechanical fail, say?
You have a look over the code that that D4 typed in and broke, and he seems to have got through the security pretty flawlessly, so you can tell that there's actually a physical deadlock on the door from the inside.
Could I try a mechanics check to try and get rid of the deadlock?
You could give it a try. You can't really see anything originally, but do you want to give it a mechanics roll?
Ooh. Natural 20, again?
Shit, son!
We really want to open this door.
Okay, so you scan up and down the sides of the doors, and you find a little latch which you flick open, and there is there's a small crack where you think you might be able to use the leverage to just force the door back open, because the electric lock is now disengaged. And you run a bit of a finger on down the crack, and then you sort of find a piece of metal and insert that and just try and jimmy open the latch. And it springs open. And the door is now unlocked.
I open the door.
Okay, so you open the door and reveal what looks like a security centre. And the security guard in there backs away from you quite drastically. And he backs himself up against the computer. And he is a blue-skinned Nesive who is wearing a security outfit with the Revesis logo emblazoned on it.
I chain my guns on him.
I'm gonna say in Nesive, just so he's like we cool. Hello there, chum. Now I understand there was a lot of issues there with the door, and I just wanted to make things quite clear that we're not here to kill you, and we're just here to help. But I feel like closed doors just really aren't conducive to a learning environment. We have to be open. We have to share. I would really like access to those cameras you've got there.
Also, do you have any guns in here?
And he speechlessly points to a weapons rack, which is stood just on your right. And then he looks at Damson and points to the console where you can see various security feeds. Quite a lot of them are still pitch black, but there's one or two which do show different rooms.
I grin and give him a thumbs up as I walk over to the guns cabinet.
Yeah, I'm going to join you there. See if there's a grenade launcher.
Goodness. I'm going to go over to the monitors, but I'm going to ask D4 to come with me.
I wander up as well.
This is some good splitting the party, guys.
You're only in the same room.
Yeah, no, like, I'm glad we're doing it in the room and not.
we're back to back rather than the opposite end of the facility.
It speaks volumes about our characters as well.
Okay, so on the security rack, there are three rifles. There are two heavy rifles, and there is one sniper rifle.
I grab the sniper rifle.
And I like, grab
so quick.
Okay, and that's all that's on that shelf.
Ooh, can I dual-wield heavy rifles? Probably not, they're two-handed.
Yeah, I don't think you'd be able to.
I love having a sniper rifle.
I want to take a look at the feeds that we've got, but D4, would you be able to run a diagnostic? Take a look at those cameras that aren't working. I can see you're a dab hand with these.
I'll see what I can do. Oh, that's 19 plus... Is that computers, Tom?
Yeah.
23.
Okay, so, yeah, you want a quick diagnostic on the cameras, and they're actually working perfectly well. It's actually just pitch black in those rooms, and the cameras don't seem to be able to pick it up with such low levels of light.
I turn to the chief and say, Chief, if we are to leave you safely locked up in this room, will you be able to communicate to us from this room for any updates you see in the facility?
I can give you my frequency, my comms frequency. That's no trouble.
That would be very helpful.
But I'll be locking the door when you're gone.
That seems reasonable. I mean, we can always open it again. But presumably whatever's out there can't, so you're probably all right.
Good thinking, that man.
Whatever you need, just please, let me close the door. Just get out and let me close the door.
Stay away from any vents.
Yeah.
You've seen the horror films, you know.
I've seen the movies.
Maybe take that over a heavy rifle if it's still there.
Would I be able to have a tinker with the display? See if I could like change them to like infrared.
Or like Predator 2.
Yep, absolutely. But Palmo chips in and says, this is an old facility. We ain't got any infrared or anything like that. That's...
Not like Predator 2.
D4's been watching loads of films recently. Like, the entire way here, he was just watching box sets of sci-fi horror films.
Space Netflix.
The classics.
Yeah, Space Netflix. What do they own, Tom?
Oh, yeah. There's an entire quadrant owned by Netflix.
Netflix Nebula.
Oh, that's kind of...
Fine with it.
Oh, man. Is that going to be our first sponsorship deal? We didn't say that that's product placement.
We've mentioned so many things. I'm pretty sure there's a TripAdvisor expanse as well.
We're either going to get sued or sponsored, one way or the other.
Sorry, Tom.
That's okay.
I don't think I can use a sniper rifle.
What?
Because of the recoil.
Is your strength not high enough?
It's not high enough.
I sit here.
But there's a rule about the recoil if you're lying down. If you use this weapon with a weapon stand or while you are prone, the recoil value is reduced to 1. Using this weapon while prone does not give you disadvantage to your attack rolls due to the condition. So you could use it lying down.
Lame.
What's the recoil on it?
3.
Which is fair. Like, stood up, a sniper rifle is going to really...
Yeah, I guess so. So if I lie down with it, then I don't suffer any of the penalties of it.
So you don't have disadvantage.
So there's a distance-based disadvantage on it, isn't it? Unless you're lying it down.
What's your strength?
I think I've got +0.
So if you don't have a +1, you can't add your dex to the attack or damage.
I'm just saying, that's lame. I have a +3 strength.
Got to get hench, man.
I don't really want to. Although it is a decent amount of damage, 2d8.
Yeah, it's pretty high.
So what are we doing?
Is there any like maps or anything inside the room?
You can bring up a schematic of the base, which shows a rough layout. So you see a maze of corridors and rooms.
Could I ask the security guy where they put all my stuff?
Your stuff?
After they captured me.
Oh, I'd know. Maybe there's a storage room down the hall on the just before it bends around to the right. There's a storage room on the left. Maybe in there. That's where they tend to keep.
Thank
all
you, my good
Max.
Man. Thank you, very good, my good man. Does anyone else have anything to add?
Do you have another storage, a weapon storage lock?
There's he walks over and points to a large room on the map at the other side of the base. He says,
that looks juicy.
He says, I mean, it's not storage, but that's where they test the new weapons.
Ooh, new weapons. That's exciting. Let's go there.
Should we take out this threat first? Or?
I mean, we'll work our way to where the weapons are. We come across the threat, we'll take it out.
Let's get Mr. Sir Captain Doctor's equipment first then, yes? He scares me, I whisper to Jefferson.
Honestly, you don't be scared of him.
Look at his big beady eye.
We should, like, pour some water over his suit and stick him in a freezer. It'd be hilarious.
I can hear you both. Be quiet. Let's go.
Yes, sorry, sir.
I am going to shoot you so much in the back. Like, you're going to be so full of... Ugh.
Not with that sniper rifle, you're not. And then I leave the room.
Doctor of the burn ward.
two things. Aaron, definitely have an inspiration for that. I enjoyed it.
Woo! I say, stay safe to the chief as we're leaving.
I'll try.
And then as the door closes behind, I say, he's definitely going to die.
Oh, almost certainly.
So as you leave the room, you hear a as the door locks behind you, and you hear the mechanism deadbolt into place again.
Right. So the weapons covered.
So shall we go places and do stuff?
Let's go grab my things. And
let's go grab your things.
And then we'll put an end to this unearthly horror. And then we'll do lunch.
Now that is actually the best thing you've said all day.
One of many.
No, just that was it. That was all the good things you've said.
Don't piss him off, Jefferson.
I will. I cannot believe how pathetic you'll be.
Shut up, human. I'll crush you.
Yep. But then he'll tell you off and you'll whimper.
I really wouldn't, Pax.
Anyway, onwards.
I mean, if you just say onwards, I'm just going to assume you take 3 steps forward and that's about it. Okay, so you have a double door in front of you. It's not a security door. It just looks like a fairly normal set of double doors that would probably not even lock, really. It just probably swing open. And then you have a corridor which goes further. It goes round the corner and further off into the base.
I think the corridor is the way of the storage room.
Yes, did he say it was the second left?
Yeah.
Let's go there, then.
Okay, so you wander down the corridor, and as you wander down the corridor, you see a couple of turnings. There's one turning that goes off to your right, down to several doors. There is a very heavily locked door on your left, which has a blue light flashing above it. And this is another really heavy blast door, similar to the one at the front of the compound. And there's a small terminal by the door there as well, which is flashing. And then further down, there is another set of double doors on your left, just past it.
I get on the comms to the chief and say, Chief, can you tell us what's in these next two rooms?
On your left?
That's the one.
The first one, I don't know, that's beyond my clearance. They call it the Aberrant Chamber. I don't know what they keep in there. The second one on your left is the storage room I told you about.
I think we'll skip this one and go straight to the storage. Aberrant Chamber sounds... It sounds nasty.
It's kind of fun, though, right?
Is that where the creature came from? Or?
Yeah, I'm going to assume that that's where it came from, and it's not there anymore. So
the door looks very closed. It looks fairly secure.
I'm going to go over to the storage room door and see if it's locked.
Yep, so you go over to the storage room door, and it is not locked. It's fairly open. And by fairly open, I mean open.
Oh, very open. Can I hear anything from inside?
Roll a perception check.
Where do you keep your ears?
Never you mind. That's a 12.
No, you can't hear anything from inside.
Okay. Jefferson, would you like to take a step inside?
I take a step inside.
Okay.
That'll do.
Yes, of course. I will, Dr. Damson.
I whisper teacher's pet as you walk past.
Pax.
He's not our teacher. We're not students. I don't get you guys having weird reactions to things. I don't get this.
Now, he'll come around, boys.
There was corporal punishment at our schools. Not at yours, human.
I didn't go to school.
Huh.
We can tell.
Shut up, robot star man.
You casually just push open the door and step inside, and you find a storeroom full of various miscellaneous items lining the shelves. Loads of different boxes here and there, couple of sets of tools, a lot more foodstuffs, a lot of packaged food, dehydrated food. It's all miscellaneous stuff.
Come on in, guys. It's coast is clear.
The room is dark again. The lights in there are not on. As your torches light up the room, again, it casts shadows across the back doors, and there's a slow dripping noise coming from.
I fire another flare.
Okay, so you fire another flare that shoots in and hits the back wall, and then bounces on the floor and rolls up to a set of crates illuminating the whole room and casting a dim red glow across the walls. And yeah, you can see it looks pretty empty. You notice a slight breeze coming from a corner of the back of the room, and on investigation you see a small vent that leads through the wall.
I'm going to look in the vent.
You shine your torch in it, it goes into the wall and curves around to the right. You don't really see much in there. It appears to be a ventilation shaft, probably venting out to the surface of the asteroid.
Come on in, guys. The coast is clear. I shout. Not too loudly. Over the comms.
I don't go in. I stay outside and keep watch.
I'll go in.
Yeah, good.
So you guys go into the room. Jefferson, can you roll a perception check for me?
Perception?
Yep.
That is a 22.
You stand outside and you swear you hear some heavy breathing and almost a wet sound. And you think it's coming from your left.
Ozen.
But then you listen again and you think it's coming from your right as well. And you hear a small clank as something metal sounds like it drops on the floor. And a small rolling noise, almost like a tin can rolling across the floor.
I step back into the room and close the door.
Okay. And you step back in and press the button and the door closes behind you.
And I say, guys...
You could join us, Jefferson.
Shut up. There was something breathing and then something rolled along the floor. I don't know. It's not okay.
A waste of time, if you ask me.
Oh, I get on the comms again. Say, Chief, can you see anything in the corridor?
No, nothing in the corridor, no.
Are you sure you're not imagining things?
I hate you all. I open the door and step back outside and look for whatever was rolling along the floor.
Roll another perception check.
Not as good. That's a 12.
You don't appear to be able to see where it's coming from. You think you can still hear it off towards the right, but then you think it must be your imagination.
I shut the door behind me and stay outside.
Okay.
I don't want to hear what they're doing. I don't like it. Jefferson's apparently gone really sulky. I don't know why.
There's a rift being caused here, and it spells disaster.
I can't put my finger on what's doing it.
Too much intelligence in one group.
The balance of power has shifted. I'm going to have a look around for my stuff.
Roll an investigation check.
Let me stand guard with Jefferson as well outside.
Okay.
Oh, that is a 27.
Oh, right. That's some good investigating. So, Damson, you look around and you trace your finger along some of the shelves and have a look in some of the different boxes. And after about a minute or so, you find a small box at the back of the room that just simply has one word on it that says, "You nasty."
Yes, quite. I open the box.
Excellent. And what do you find in there?
Okay, I find a small ceremonial knife that I found on a dig around 70 years ago, which kind of set me down my most recent academic path, artifact-based history. And I also find my ShadowNet ID, my pocket library of various academic and, you know, general reading sources, my credit card, which has some of my money on it, but not all, and my identikit, a rather large sort of about a foot wide sort of iPad kind of thing, but with a large handle on the right-hand side and a small eye-like scanner on the left-hand side. I sort of tap in a few digits onto the screen and pull out a small cartridge from the back and slot it into place. And I then snap the identikit onto the specially designed holder onto my back, and I suddenly turn into a different person.
Emotionally.
Yeah. I'm a method actor as well as an academic.
Cool. So what do you look like now?
I look very much like Harrison Ford, in the sense that I look exactly like Harrison Ford.
Excellent.
So yeah.
So you know Harrison Ford.
Snooty, like, English Harrison Ford.
But like what era Harrison Ford are you? Like, are you now old Han Solo / Indiana Jones? Young Han Solo / Indiana Jones?
Are you Blade Runner 2 Harrison?
Are you fugitive Harrison Ford?
Yeah, I am fugitive Harrison Ford. Give that man a medal.
Excellent.
I don't care.
Tell my wife, but you don't care. Air Force One Harrison Ford.
Oh my goodness, why did I forget Air Force One?
Get the hell off my plane.
Is your academic nemesis Gary Oldman?
Yeah.
So D4, in front of you, you slowly see in the dim light Dr. Damson, his image is sort of projected around by the image of a man in his what era Harrison Ford are you going for?
We settled on Air Force One, Harrison Ford.
Okay, so what's that? So like mid-30s?
Yeah, mid-30s, early 40s. But he's wearing Indiana Jones garb, but without the hat.
Okay.
D4's been watching a lot of films at the moment, so he looks up and down and says, Jack Ryan?
Close enough.
Excellent. Pax, and Pax, can you roll a perception check for me?
15.
So you hear some footsteps coming up on your left, and one by one they get a bit closer, and they sound, for want of a better word, they sound wet. Ugh. And there's a...
That's not a sound you want to hear.
Okay, can I run up to the corner there, draw my swords?
Uh-huh.
Seeing him do this, can I, like, take cover in the doorway and aim towards the same corner?
Yep, it's a bad angle, but yep.
If something comes around, take a surprise attack on them.
Okay.
No matter what it is.
Cool, so you hear this... And then there's a silence... And then you hear as it fades off into the distance.
Tom, I've got to say, that's some excellent Foley work right there.
Thanks.
It's fantastic. There's a lot of sloppy sounds going on in this shaft.
Yeah. Why do you think I turned my webcam off?
No! can I have a little peek around the corner?
Yeah.
I don't think you want to.
There's just me there.
Yeah, you just see a bearded 30-year-old man sat at a computer.
This is the most horrible fourth wall breaking.
So yeah, you look around the corner and the corridor stretches off into the darkness as far as you can see. All you can see is some footprints along the floor in bright red.
Okay. Do what kind of? Can I make like a what type of footprint it is?
Roll a This is a new one. Roll a xenobiology check.
We did that once until we came up with space cow.
That's 11.
Humanoid is the best you can figure out.
Okay.
I whisper over to you. Pax, is it space cows?
No.
Thanks for thinking about it.
And as you listen now, stood in the corridor, is just absolute silence.
Wait, a cow's humanoid? No. You tell me, Jefferson.
I don't want to ask anyone, because the doctor will be mean to me, and I feel like I'll shoot him.
No, wait, cows have hooves. This is definitely not hooves? Hoofs? I don't know. These are not cloven feet.
Cool.
At that point, when you're having a discussion, you hear a large crash come from down the corridor, which sounds almost like someone knocking a stack of plates over. And there's a large smash of crockery and ceramics and metal, and it echoes down the corridor a horrific volume.
I'm going to sheathe my swords, take out my new shiny heavy rifle, and blind fire down the corridor.
You're just firing into the darkness.
I'm firing into the darkness, and heavy rifle has a burst fire.
Yep.
It's three. I don't know what this means. This is all new to me.
You can burst fires to cover an area of space rather than firing against a single target.
Okay, I'll do that down the corridor in one spread.
Yeah.
Right to left.
So you pull out the rifle and you just launch a sort of an array of bullets, a fan of bullets down, and you see them spark and explode in tiny little white sparks of light off the walls and off the at the end of the corridor, and the noise is ear splintering against the silence, and you feel like anybody in the vicinity must know where you are now, as this sound echoes down the metal corridors. And the gunfire seems to light up the corridor slightly, and you get flashes of light in the blackness where you can see and then you can't, like a strobe light. And as the smoke settles, the corridor is entirely empty.
Guys, run outside at this point after hearing the gunfire. Pax, what's going on?
Well, look, D4.
Has Jefferson got you spooked? To see who was ranting and raving about something being outside before. There was nothing. And...
All I know
D4, I will shoot you now.
I heard something squishy. It sounded like a 30-year-old bearded man having a wank. And
that sounds horrific.
Yeah, I'm freaked out. Well, what with this and Mr. Wally Doctor here, I'm freaked.
I thought you were cool.
And I don't easily freak.
As you're having a conversation, Pax, what's your passive perception?
13.
13?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, no.
As you're stood there speaking to D4, you feel a horrendous sort of pain, and something digs into the back of your shoulder blade and tears the flesh down the back of your neck. And as these claws rip into your shoulder, as these claws rip into your shoulder, you take 16 points of damage.
Whoa.
As this happens, I say to D4, are you proud of yourself now? You thought you'd been really big and clever, being cool in front of you, showing off
that
in front of you.
That man's been torn in half. We need happened. To do something.
And
all right.
Pax, can you roll a strength saving throw?
I'm very good at these, so Unless I roll a natural one. I'm not even being funny. There it is, friends.
Did you roll a natural one?
Literally. Power of suggestion. That is a six total, but a natural one nevertheless.
One be a one, man.
One be one.
So,
bye, friends.
You are hurled across the room and you're knocked prone.
Okay.
As you turn around, everyone else, you see two figures lurching up the corridor. They are about 6 feet tall with cracked, leathery pink skin, and they are completely hairless. Their lips are peeled back and fused with their gums, showing deformed razor-sharp teeth which are dripping with blood, and their forehead is wrinkled and folded over itself half a dozen times, contorting with the shape of what you think are its eyes, which stare at you with a dull yellow glow from these sunken black pits. The creature's arms, even though it's a humanoid, are abnormally long, and its spindly clawed hands reach way past its knees when it stood, and its ribs are malformed, pushing into its skin from the inside, creating these protruding lumps which stick out of its chest. They lock eyes with you and let out a blood-curdling scream. Could you all make a wisdom save?
22 for me.
18 for me.
I got 20 non-natural.
Okay, and Pax? Oh no, that was you, Aaron.
16 for me.
Okay, so Aaron, Damson, you are frightened, you are terrified of these two creatures that have just
goodness
walked around the corner and taken a huge chunk out of the back of Pax's arm and thrown him across the room. And with that, could you all roll initiative?
That's another natural one.
I got a 12.
21.
Jefferson?
19.
Okay.
This is probably a good time to let you guys know, traditional healing spells don't heal me. I can only be healed by a quick repair spell or like mechanics checks, but they only do like 1 point.
Can you do that yourself, or do you have that yourself?
I don't know. Can I do them myself, Tom?
Yeah, I would say that you could do some basic basic mechanics sort of upkeep on your own suit, because it's not you, is it? It's your suit.
Yeah.
I think there's a self-repair thing in the rule book from what I remember.
Okay, so D4, you see Pax get thrown across the room. As he flies, you see this crescent of blood spray through the air and make a beautiful arc along the side of the wall, like one of the old abstract expressionist paintings of Earth.
Beautiful, but also very grim. Mm.
And you react very quickly, actually, and it's your go first.
Right, fantastic. So, is the burst attack a bonus action, or is it just a normal attack?
It is a normal attack.
Okay, can I see them from here?
I mean, yeah, you could fire from where, you could see them from wherever you are, really.
Okay.
They're both, you don't get the feeling these have the, sort of the mental wherewithal to, think about things like cover.
Well, that sounds good. Okay, yeah, I'm gonna do a burst attack at the two in front of me then.
Yep, excellent. So what's your burst fire DC?
It is 12.
12, so they make a dexterity save. Okay, so you fire, and they both dive out of the way. Both of them drop onto all fours, and you burst across the wall behind them, and they look up from you, hunched on all fours, and hiss at you. And
oh dear.
Take one step forward.
So bonus action, I'm going to use a sensory jammer on Pax's bloodied corpse. No, he's not a corpse yet. Unbloodied body.
Oh, okay, so that's if they try and target him, they have to make a wisdom save or choose a new
a
target.
Wisdom save or attack something else.
Okay, excellent. So, yeah, then it's Jefferson's turn.
So can I see them both?
From where you are, you've probably got a very clear line of sight on one of them. The other one, you can just sort of see an arm.
Okay.
You know he's there, but you probably couldn't see them from him from exactly where you stood.
All right, I'm going to bonus action Hunter's Mark, the one that I can see clearly.
Uh-huh.
And then I'm going to shoot my my Ravager auto pistol at him.
Excellent. Roll an attack.
Well, that was terrible. That was a natural one. That'll miss. But I do get an extra attack because I attacked on my first turn. Thanks to tactical ambush.
Yeah, so hang on. Let me just... hang on.
Oh, do we have a misfire?
We don't. I'm just giving you something for a crit fail. So, and you feel the pistol jam up slightly, and you give it a quick hit on the back, and you take your second shot. Is it with your offhand?
Yeah, I think so.
Cool. Okay. So you hit the jammed pistol to try and loosen it up, and then you point and fire your second shot with the other gun. But the time it took to unjam your first just with a quick hit to the back of it limited the time you had to aim. So can you roll your second attack with disadvantage?
That is a 16.
Okay, so even with the limited time after the distraction of your first gun jamming up slightly for a second, you still managed to get a good hit into the creature stood before you. So do you want to roll damage on that?
Yes. That is a grand total of 8 damage.
8 damage, okay.
Sorry, I forgot to add my Hunter's Mark damage.
Okay, what was that?
An extra 2 damage. So it was 10 total.
Okay, cool.
And then I'm going to move back a bit. Like back along the corridor. Okay. So not into the storage room, but back towards the entrance to the facility.
And how far do you want to go?
I'm going to say 20 feet.
So you take 2 shots. One of them connects with the creature quite squarely. And then you back away around D4. The creatures then, on all fours, start to make their way towards you. One of them looks at Pax, and it's almost as if he can't see him. He looks at Pax and shakes his head in quite a primal way, and he brings his head back round and looks at you, D4, and gives a... The other one advances on Dr. Damson. The first one attacks you, D4, for a 15.
Sorry, 16 AC, Tom.
Okay, so you manage to glance that one aside. The second one takes a swing with its long claws and goes for you, Damson, and he attacks you for 21.
Oh, that's it.
So you take 17 damage.
Oh, damn. Damson.
Oh, Damson.
And can you roll a strength saving throw?
No, I cannot. That is an 11.
And you are knocked prone as he hits you. And
unhand me, sir.
And you stumble backwards as sparks fly out of the front of your containment suit. A little bit like every time damage. A Power Ranger was hit.
Oh, no. Did he say 19 damage, Tom?
No, 17.
17.
And then it's Damson's turn.
Okay. So what I'm going to do is, can I move to an angle to them where I could like trace a straight line from me through both of them?
Without going closer, I think you could probably get, I guess you could keep, if you kept the door open. So you sidle to the side and you press the button, the door opens, you back into the storeroom and you get them in a line as they encroach around D4.
And then what I do is I cast Light Beam, which is 48 radiant damage versus their deck save, in everything in a 30-foot line from me.
So what's your DC?
DC is 13.
13, okay, so they make deck saves against that. So they both fail.
Oh, cool. 6, 12, 20. Oh, damn. 28 points of damage.
Each.
Ooh.
Damn, 48. Son, you nasty.
That's doctor to you.
Okay, yeah, that's some genuine damage there.
I can only do that once per long rest, and I don't have any guns, so have fun, guys.
Can you not do melee combat?
I could, but I'm not going to.
Yeah, that's fair. I could as well, but I'm not going to.
You fire this beam of light, and it tears through both of them. The first one, it rips an arm clean off and screams this blood-curdling scream. It doesn't go down, but it is clear. It's got an arm off, and it is clearly taken a huge amount of damage. The other one, this light beam burns into its chest, and this smell of burning, putrefied flesh fills the air, and it joins in with this screaming as the light burns through both of them. Could you also make another wisdom save?
Oh, me?
Yeah.
Yep. Oh, that was even worse. That was a 5.
Okay, so you're still frightened of them. Pax, it's then your turn. And before you start, could you make a perception check for me?
19.
So you notice further down the corridor another shadow lurking. It's currently stood there, but as this blood-curdling scream fills the corridor, you see out the corner of your eye, you see this shadow turn around and look in your direction.
Okay. I'm going to use my movement to half my movement to get up.
Yep.
And then I'm going to run to creature number one.
Yep, the one you're behind.
I'm going to drop my heavy rifle as I do it. My sword into my hand. That's my bonus action.
Okay.
And then I'm going to hit that one. But before I hit it, I'd say to D4, if it bleeds, we can kill it.
I mean, have some inspiration because I'm enjoying that.
I understood that reference.
And one of them's going to hit on a non-natural 20.
I mean, technically, he can only attack once.
I thought he can't attack with the offhand because he's used his bonus action, but when he takes the attack action, he can get an extra attack from his class.
Do you get extra attack, Mike?
I might do.
I presumed you got extra attack from your class.
I do at level 5.
Oh, so you don't. So you can only attack once. Roll that attack again because I can't fairly determine which one hit and which one didn't.
Oh, I see what you mean. Okay, yeah. Because I used my bonus action to crawl. I shouldn't have been able to attack one.
Yeah.
So that's my bad. Mike, I pointed that out.
No. That makes sense.
To be honest, I did think that. I just presumed from the way you said it, you got extra attack from your class.
No, that's my bad. Okay, I'll roll again then.
It's just, you know, we have rules for a reason, and without them, we'd be in anarchy.
Nerd!
Nerd alert.
A loud nerd.
16.
Okay, so that still hits, yeah.
For 7. But I'm going to use Acid Link.
Okay.
Which choose 3 targets within 10 feet. Targets take half damage on a successful dex saving throw, and that's, you have to be at 12. So I roll my 2d6. No word of a lie. I rolled 2 ones.
Burn that dice.
So annoying.
So he failed his dex, so does he take 2 damage?
He takes a whole 2 damage. Both of them do.
You summon your sword into your hand and swing it horizontally across. As you do so, it coats itself in this strange green liquid that you've summoned onto the blade, and the cut goes straight through the first creature's neck and takes its head clean off as the body falls to the floor. And as it does so, the green acid flies off your blade, spattering into the face of the next creature, who doesn't seem to notice. He's a bit more concerned with the laser beam that's just melted the skin off his chest.
Nice.
With that, it's D4's turn.
So how many rests have we had since leaving the last planet and getting here?
Well, you came on the spaceship, so you would have had quite a long time on the spaceship, so you will be rested when you arrive.
It's this fancy dagger that recharges a charge per rest.
Ah, it was a charge per day, wasn't it? And when did you last use it?
I've not yet. I've not stabbed anyone with it so far.
Okay, so...
I think it had 0 charges from stabbing Mike.
Yeah, so it was in the alleyway. So you've probably only had one long rest since then because you got on the ship and came straight here.
Yep, fair enough. Well, I'm going to try and stab that other creature and expend that charge if I hit it.
Yep, sure. It's roll an attack.
That's a 22.
Okay, so that hits, yeah.
So that's 6 and plus 3, so 9 damage.
9 damage. So you stab this dagger into the creature's chest, And if just a second after it goes in, you click the button on the handle and you hear this click, this sort of noise as the toxins pour off the blade into the wound. And around the wound, you see this black star shape just start to form around the wound slowly as the nanites in the toxin spread throughout the creature's blood, and it screams again in with this horrendous blood curdling scream. It reels back, and it is Jefferson's turn.
I would like to shoot at the creature with my Ravager pistol.
I think you should do so.
I shall. That is a 14 to hit.
Just hits.
Okay. That is 7 damage, and then I'm going to shoot at it again.
Okie doke.
That's a 20 not natural to hit.
Yep, that does hit as well.
That was worse. That was 4 damage that time.
So you draw both of your pistols, and you fire 2 consecutive rounds into the creature's chest. And the first one, you shoot it, and it takes a step forward towards you. And then the second bullet hits squarely in its chest, and it stumbles backwards and collapses flat on the floor.
Hooray!
And Pax, can you roll another perception check?
I can. Oh no. That's 11.
You watch this creature go down and land with its back on the floor, and you suddenly have this quick memory that there was another creature behind you.
Guys, there was another creature behind me. Down the corridor.
And you turn around, expecting to see it, and it's not there. The corridor is completely black. There's no noise.
Pax shits himself a little bit in his heavy trooper armor.
And you look right down towards Jefferson and D4, and then you look back down the corridor from where you last saw the silhouette. And you can't see anything. And then you feel something. As a little drop of water lands on your shoulder. And as you look up, a shape drops on you from the ceiling. And it lands on you and pins you to the floor. And you take 16 points of damage.
Gold.
And that was the end of me. I'm down. It's exactly what you needed to damn me.
Oh, excellent. I mean, I'm impartial, but excellent.
Sounds like it.
And
I shoot at it. Can I?
No. The creature tears in to Pax as it drops down from the ceiling, gnawing at it with its teeth and slashing at it with its claws. And then it's Damson's turn.
Can I have a rummage round in the storeroom to see if there's anything like explosive or flammable, anything?
Yeah, roll an initiative. Another initiative, an investigation.
Cool. So that is a 26 on that.
So you rifle through and you assume they have some kind of system here. You know, and you rifle in your mind through all of the variants of the Dewey Decimal, and unfortunately there is nothing in there of that sort. Feel like if there was, you definitely would have found it.
Crap. Does anyone have a spare gun?
I'm pretty sure people do, but with
that, I've got loads.
Pax, can you roll a death save?
I fail that.
Cool, what'd you get?
7.
So that's 1 fail for Pax. Then it's D4's turn.
Oof. Okay.
This creature is currently just tearing into Pax. It's almost as if it doesn't even see you. It is almost consumed by the hunger of devouring Pax as it gnashes into him with his teeth.
I'm going to get a bit angry.
Ooh.
And I'm going to try and run and barge into this creature and knock it off Pax.
Okay, excellent. Gosh, it's so rare that people use a shove attack. Make an athletics check contested by athletics or dex.
Okay, this is a terrible idea. Oh, that's a 10 with a minus 1.
Okay, so he got a 22. So as you charge into him and push him, he looks up and with one arm throws you back about a couple of feet, and he resumes going into Pax. And then it's Jefferson's turn. Unless you've got anything else.
No, I don't think I've got anything else there. I'm assuming I'm back and not prone by that as well.
You're not prone, but you're just knocked slightly away.
Okay.
So then it's Jefferson's turn.
Okay, I'm going to do lots of things.
Okay, there's a bit of a crowd around this now, so be careful.
All right, so first thing you're going to do is move my Hunter's Mark to that thing, which is a bonus action.
That's actually a bonus.
Yep. Then I'm going to use an armor-piercing bullet to ignore 3 points of AC.
Okay.
And fire my Ravager pistol using my sharpshooter feat.
Excellent. Are you going to move first? Because currently you are directly behind D4.
So I'm going to strafe to the right.
Yeah, you'd have to come...
Actually, I'm going to move... I'm going to walk towards it and do this.
Okay, so wait, so...
So I'm about 10 feet away from it.
Okay, so you're about there.
Yeah.
So you've got a clear shot as it's looming over Pax.
Okay.
So let me just... Before you tell me what you've rolled, let me just get this straight. So... The Ravager pistol was crit on a 19, was it? Is that what that did?
Yeah.
And so it's crit on a 19, minus 5 to hit, plus 10 to damage, ignoring up to 3 AC. Okay, excellent.
Yeah. So you drop its AC and I'll tell you what I rolled in this 5.
Okay, so what did you roll?
It's a 17, so minus 5 is 12. Plus my 7, so 19.
So that does hit, you shoot an armor-piercing round straight into its back.
Okay, that's 2d6 damage, 8 plus 3, so 11, 21 damage.
Nice. Cool. So you mark off one of your armor-piercing bullets. Anything else?
I don't have... that's my action, bonus action.
Yeah, you used your bonus action to move the mark, didn't you?
Yeah.
So the horror... Ignoring D4 is just going to continue ripping into Pax.
Shit.
So that make that another fail for Pax's death save as it tears into Pax. And it's
is that not two death save?
No, it's just one.
Okay.
I mean, it can be two and you can be dead outright if you want. Damson, you didn't roll a wisdom at the end of your turn, did you?
No, I didn't.
Can you roll another wisdom?
Sure. It's a 13.
So you're no longer frightened by the creature. You get a surge of confidence, and it's kind of up to you to save Pax now.
Okay. I'm just trying to think of how my Death Strike would work.
So what's Death Strike?
Sneak attack in space.
It works the same because D4 would be within 5 feet, and he's an ally. Then you would be fine to have the sneak attack.
Okay, that's fine. So yeah, I guess I'll walk over. Well, I'll run over to the enemy and stab him with my knife.
Okay, so you roll, and you can.
And I'm going to use my inspiration for an advantage on the hit.
Yep. Okay. Good idea.
God. So that is a 20 non-natural to hit.
Definitely hits.
15 points of damage.
So, as the creature brings down its hand on Pax, you lunge forward with your blade and jam it into the creature's neck, which...
The only one who beats him is me!
It lets out a huge shriek of pain, and you wrench it out and the blood spurts out of the side of it, and it falls onto the floor writhing in pain. And flops down motionless, lying next to Pax, and they look very similar in the way the light bounces off their heads. Pax is that's you out of initiative as he lets out this death rattle, and Pax is very, very much on his last legs.
I'm going to use a field salve on Pax.
Okay. And once you're done with that, I'll use mend.
Great stuff. So that's 2d4. So that, perfect. It's 12 HP for both of us.
12 HP for... So that's Pax healed at 12 HP.
Sounds like you rolled 2 4s plus your wisdom modifier.
Plus my wisdom, there. Yeah. So it's as hard as could be.
You get 6 from me.
Oh, you're using it on me?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I'll use second wind anyway.
Pax, you cough up a huge lungful of blood and it dribbles down your chin onto your chest as you sit up against the wall and you look down at the creature next to you, which is gasping its breath, his last lungful of breath as it slowly
I stamp on its head.
You get to your feet and just stand on its head. Do me a favour, roll a d20 for me.
I will, but before I do this, I'm going to say, you're one ugly motherfucker. I got a 14 on the d20.
Oh, so you would have survived. That was pure curiosity. You're on 2 death saves, anything lower than a 10 and you'd be dead.
That's true, but if I'd have rolled it at a different time when there was pressure and, you know...
Yeah, when it mattered, you'd have failed.
The dice.
When it matters, I mean, that is kind of how I roll.
So coming that close to death, I'm going to roll my special crit dice for you.
Oh, shit.
Fancy.
Because you have come very, very close to death there. You're on 2 death saves, failed, and no successes. So even though you've been brought back, you have got... quite a significant amount of trauma to your body, and I have rolled on my wonderful crit dice. Oh, I was about to hold it up to the camera, but you can't see my camera. I have rolled right arm. So you have where it attacked you from behind. You have got this huge amount of trauma to your right arm and your right shoulder. And I think what that will do is I think that will give you a bit of a penalty to your. To your attacks with that arm. So I think your attacks with your right arm will be made with a -3 until you get that healed properly.
Okay.
So does that just cancel out your strength?
Dexterity or strength. Yeah.
Yeah, that's probably a good way to look at it. So until you get that healed properly with the it's even with the wonders of D4's technology. You can still feel the trauma that you've had there.
Is that even with a pistol?
Yeah, because holding it steady, when you hold your arm out, it still shakes little bit.
Boy, I fire from the hip.
No. I mean, you can fire from the hip with disadvantage if you'd prefer.
No, that's fine.
Okay, cool. Your call.
Cool. Thanks, guys. D4, Jefferson. Doctor, even though you didn't heal me.
Yeah.
It's fine.
I only saved your life, it's fine.
Yeah, I mean, he did kind of...
Well, I don't know that, do I? I just got up.
Yeah, I know.
Well, I saved your life.
We all kind of joined in. It wasn't just you.
I want an essay on my desk thanking me.
Ignore him, Pep, because he actually was less effective than I was. I think the only person less effective than he was... No offense, D4, but maybe don't try and tackle people.
It was a spur of the moment thing.
I like how your options were tackle the monster or heal Pax.
Well, I assume because it was tearing into him, it wasn't doing much in terms of healing.
We would have technically reset his death count at the very least. It would have brought him to a bit of healing.
And also, I would have come back into initiative and I could have attacked.
That's true. I thought that would have been a bit cheesy. cheesy run at the monster.
I think that's very, valiant of you.
Well, I think we should leave.
Dr. Damson, when you say you think we should leave, what do you mean?
As in, I think we should leave. I should get a gun.
I will give you a gun. Do you mean leave the facility or this location?
Either or both.
Well, we're staying here because we came here for a reason, which I think was to figure out what was going on. So this is where the Shattered Tower came. I feel like this artifact that they stole from the Callistus is probably related in some way to the zombies. I don't know what we want to do with that, but I guess if we find it, we can probably prove once and for all the Venom Page is definitely a villain. That's all I've got. And then maybe we'll be left alone. Well, at least disgrace Revisus. That'll be fun.
D4, have you got anything more coherent to add?
I think disgracing Revisus sounds like a...
I mean, like, Dr. Damsel, you have a bit of a beef with Revisus, right? Surely you'll enjoy bringing them down a peg or two.
I enjoy not being dead even more.
That's very dull. That's an uninteresting way of looking at life. By the way, the face is interesting, less off-putting. I go to touch his face to see if it feels like a smooth metal face or if it feels I'll like...
Slap his hand away. No touching. Never touch him.
Try and poke him, see if he feels anything, Jefferson.
I go to poke him and say, just the tip.
I slap his hand away again. What did I just take? Do you need to write lines?
I mean, I probably wouldn't write them, though.
We'll see.
No, we won't.
Right, because you know better, don't you?
What would you guys say to me firing my final two flares into another couple of rooms, seeing if this place sets alight?
Just so you know, I've got dark vision, so there's that.
I mean, I didn't really care about it lighting up rooms for us to see, more kind of like lighting up the rooms, you know?
I don't think we're going to burn down a metal facility.
Yeah.
It's very metal and it's embedded in rock.
I just feel like it's not going to burn very well.
You don't know, man.
I say we do what we need to do here first.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, I'm pretty up to... I'm fine fit apart from that. My right arm, pretty much.
I'm quite badly damaged, and no one seems to know anything about fixing machines around here, so...
Oh, can we not just physically heal you?
No.
Computer's check on him or something.
Default.
A mechanics check will do like 1 point of damage for me. There's literally one spell in the entire game that fixes machines.
What is it?
Quick repair.
Don't have that.
Despite being an engineer, I don't have.
I could alter your appearance.
But I can do that.
Do you get hit points back on a rest?
I'm not sure. I don't think so, because again, but I don't heal. I have to repair. So I don't think I do.
You must do, surely, for the mechanics of the game.
And if it's not crazy, then I'm looking forward to seeing what your next character is.
Yeah, Balar, literally unplayable.
Yeah, you can. With rests, you can get hit points back in the normal way, and you get a long rest from 4 hours.
Okay, cool.
Shall we seal ourselves in this room?
Yeah, I mean, I can keep watch. I am fine.
I mean, we do have the security room back there.
I don't know if he's going to open it again for us.
Can we not override that?
Yeah, we can open that.
I mean, yeah, we can.
Yeah, let's take a short rest in the storage room or the security room.
From what you gather, from what you've seen of these creatures, they're not intelligent. They didn't display any particular intelligence. They felt fairly primal. So unless you make any particular noises or stimulus for them to come following, they're probably not going to hunt you out based simply on a knowledge that you might be near.
Okay.
So me firing the heavy rifle down the corridor.
You get the feeling that the noise may be what have attracted them.
I'd also like to point out, Aaron, you have something called Renew.
All that does is fixes like stuff that's broken. It doesn't do any healing.
Oh.
Yeah, it's quick repair looks like the spell. There might be more, but that's definitely would work.
I mean, I can put something on there to do it, but I don't know whether we retcon my spells now or next time we have a rest.
You'd have
to be fair.
Yeah. So next time you have a long rest, you might want to learn quick repair.
Yeah, that sounds pretty useful.
Hey, Doctor Captain.
Yep.
Do you want this heavy rifle?
Mm-hmm. I've got some pistols too.
I can use an auto pistol.
I have. Ooh. I've got a light pistol and a spare auto pistol.
Either will do.
Have an auto pistol.
Fantastic.
So are we doing a short rest in here then?
I think I need a long rest, which might not be the best idea in this area.
Well, again, if they're not looking for us.
But how long before the Revisus crew turn up?
Yeah, it's going to be a week.
It wouldn't feel like a very safe place to have a long rest. You could probably get away with a short rest.
Cool.
All right, well, I can keep watch on a short rest.
Okay, I'm going to roll a hit die.
So when you say keep watch, Jeffson, what are you doing?
I'm just going to be leaning up against one of the shelves, watching the door with my guns pointed at it.
Okay, so can you roll a perception check for the rest?
Yeah, that is a 22.
So... About 40 minutes later, you're leaning up against the shelf, and you think you hear something, and you listen out, and you hear a... as these wet footsteps come up to the door, and there's a... and then the footsteps fade further off.